Agencies are treating privacy today like they treated cybersecurity 3 or 5 years ago. They know it's important, but officials aren't sure how and what it means to apply privacy to data. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with some advice. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Emily and Tom.
All right, so privacy today where cybersecurity was 3 to 5 years ago. How so, Jason?
Well, in many ways, people are just getting around to understanding how privacy works. Now, you got to remember, we've had these recent revelations about from the National Security Agency in terms of what they're doing with data, the increased number of data breaches both in the public sector and the private sector. Think of the Veterans Affairs Department. Think of Target. So privacy all of a sudden is being talked about in a way, and maybe more importantly, is being acted upon in a way that we haven't seen in recent years, a lot of high-level attention and a lot of implementation. Now, to be clear, agencies haven't ignored privacy over the last 40 years. I mean, it's been a major part of a lot of different guidances and laws and publications. I think Tom remembers the Privacy Act of 1974.
That was a great one.
Much of that still applies today, of course. Back in 2003, the E-Government Act, that was passed, and that had some privacy updates and new requirements as well, including the need for all agencies to do a privacy impact assessment, a PIA, when there are new collections of or new technologies applied to personal identifiable information, PII. And, of course, the Office of Management and Budget has required each agency under that E-Government Act implementation to name a senior official in charge of privacy. Some agencies have gone as far to say we're going to have a chief privacy officer, a CPO, whose sole job is to worry and oversee privacy. DHS, Justice Department, actually, are two that come to mind. Others have given the CPO hat to their chief information officer, to their general counsel, to somebody else like an assistant secretary for management. But here we are 10 years after the E-Government Act, and agencies really are just beginning to understand how privacy really needs to work. Peter Miller is the chief privacy officer at the Federal Trade Commission.
Privacy is a management issue. It's a classic risk management issue in the same way that cybersecurity issues are risk management issues, in the same way that business expenditures are risk management issues. In order to do an effective job, you have to accurately identify the risks that are involved. And again, that talks about how you actually handle the risks that are associated in the issues, and is privacy actually involved?
So Miller spoke yesterday at an event sponsored by ACT IAC in Washington about privacy and cybersecurity. Miller says privacy is both subjective and objective, and I think that's one of the reasons it's more difficult to really get your head around how to implement privacy. It's hard to define in many ways because what's private to you is different than what's private to me. And for agencies, that matters too because their customers are so different. There also are rules and regulations out there that agencies have to follow. Many of them, most of them, probably need to be updated because they haven't kept up with the changes in technology and how agencies are using data. And to me, this sounds eerily like cybersecurity debate that's been going on for the last 3 years between the administration and Congress trying to get new legislation through. Everyone realizes it's time, but they just can't agree on what it is. Peter Miller from the FTC says the role of the CPO, the chief privacy officer, is similar to the role of the chief information security officer, but right now less defined.
I want to be the person that's helping support the business operations in a positive way. So privacy is never saying no. Privacy is about saying yes or yes, but. There might be some modifications to a particular project, a particular application, but not something that actually stops an organization dead in the water. And, of course, the other issue that we all deal with is that privacy is just one component of an overall operation. So you have the information technology piece. You have the business mission piece. You have stakeholders. You have all these different pressures on an organization. So privacy can't always drive the process, but what it can do is inform the process.
Again, the CPO has to convince the business owner why privacy needs to be considered on the front end. This feel, again, is very similar to what we've been talking about with cybersecurity, especially over the last 3 and 5 years.
All right. Well, Jason, at some point the rubber has to meet the road here. What are some of the best practices the FTC is using to make sure data remains private and secure?
Yeah, I think those are two key words. They're private and secure. I think the FTC is ahead of some agencies, many agencies in some regards. Now, keep in mind, privacy, unlike cybersecurity in many ways, is again, different for every organization. So Peter Miller really just offers up some high-level thoughts about what agencies should keep in mind. First, he says there are several high-level principles that agencies should use when upgrading their privacy processes.
It's important that you know the data. I think one of the things that privacy puts a real premium on is knowing where in an organization personal information resides and knowing how it's used and where it's used. And that's separate from the other information that an organization handles. One of the key issues for this in terms of knowing the organization's data is being able to break it down in a way that makes sense in terms of talking about it, identifying risks, and moving on. The other thing that's really important for both cybersecurity and privacy is thinking about the information lifecycle. You pretty much have to start thinking about information when it comes in the door or it's created and follow it all the way through. If you lose track of information at any point during that process, whether you're talking about privacy or you're talking about cybersecurity, you find yourself in a position where there is unaccounted for information and perhaps gaps in the system.
So Miller encourages agencies to include their CPOs early in the process. He says the times when he's had to say no at the FTC is really when colleagues brought him something to approve at the last minute. And yes, there were privacy issues in the end that he said, whoa, we can't go forward with this. There's too many problems or things we need to really reconsider. The other area Miller emphasizes is new technologies and new programs. And those include cloud computing and mobility that really need to address privacy issues.
Vendor management issues are unbelievably important in terms of data flow. You need to make sure that whatever principles your organization has established in terms of how it's going to handle and collect and use data are not only flowed through to your vendors, but that you have a way to audit it, you have a way to look at it, and you have a way to ensure that you know what your vendors are doing. When we talk about privacy-friendly information life cycles, one of the things that we're talking about is making sure that you know where personal information is at all points in the organization from the time you collect it until the time you get rid of it. And one of the things I also want to flag is if you're an organization that decides that you can keep information by de-identifying it, anonymizing it, or aggregating it, really important to know how you're doing that, what the principles are, and sort of what the defenses are in case it does get re-identified.
So Miller says privacy experts say it could be very possible to fully de-identify data as technology and analysis tools improves. We're talking about the big data analysis tools right now. So Miller says agencies need to consider this issue as part of their risk management plans.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, our executive editor. Jason, how are privacy and cybersecurity related?
Well, we are talking about very different sides of the same coin in many respects. And Miller says there's an increasing trend of privacy and cybersecurity working together. In fact, he offers these two examples.
It's clear that as we talk about cybersecurity, as we talk about privacy, functions that had previously been siloed are really starting to move together now. On the public sector side, we've got NIST Special Publication 853, Rev 4, Appendix J, which formally incorporates privacy controls into the pre-existing information security controls. And NIST and FISMA both have actually recognized the importance of this by changing the title of the publication so it's no longer just information security, it's information security and privacy. On the private sector side, we don't necessarily see that same level of formal privacy controls and integration, but what we do see in the forthcoming NIST cybersecurity framework, the Public-Private Initiative, is a specific application of privacy-related applications, so considerations that should be worked through as you're working through the cybersecurity implications.
There have been some reports that NIST actually removed the privacy appendix from that cybersecurity framework, which is actually due out next month. But I've talked to some people in the government who are close to this, and they've told me that privacy is still very much a part of the framework. Don't worry, just because the appendix is quote-unquote no longer there, it doesn't mean we're getting rid of privacy. So I think that shows that integration how it's happening. Now, I also caught up with Dennis Callahan. He's the director of Federal Alliances for Palo Alto Networks, which provides cybersecurity software to agencies. He says many agencies are focused on having tools that protect both cybersecurity and privacy kind of all at once, and I think that's another way that integration is starting to happen. He says agencies are becoming more comfortable with how to deal with privacy, and many times it is through those cyber tools such as identity management. Now, Callahan says, though, the processes and the policies needed to implement, to integrate cyber and privacy are still difficult to kind of bring together, and that's one area that needs some help. I think one example of that, in fact, was called out by an audience member at the ACT IACT event. They asked the FTC's Miller if the privacy impact assessments, the PIA, or the system of record notices, SORNs, of course, needed to be updated. Now, Miller was smart. He answered the question in a very politically correct way. He reiterated that this was his opinion and not the FTC's. And basically, he said, listen, laws and guidance around privacy are at least 5 years old, much longer, in some cases 40 years old, if we look date back to the Privacy Act. He says the goal is to apply the guidance as flexibly as possible. And where there are gaps, and of course there are gaps now, agencies need to make an intelligent risk management decision. And he used the example of social media as one of those areas where there are gaps and how agencies need to make a better decision. Now, again, Congress has tried to address these privacy issues, update the programs, the privacy laws over the last, I don't know, it feels like over the last 10 years there's always been an attempt to do it, but hasn't had a lot of luck to get it through. I think with these recent data breaches, the NSA, the other things that have been going on, that may add some more fuel to the fire to really update these laws.
So, Jason, it's safe to say, though, you can't think about privacy until things are secure in the first place. Doesn't security come first in all of this?
Well, I think they will tell you they have to happen at the same time, because security and privacy, again, are the opposite sides of the same coin. You can't be secure and then forget about the privacy, and you can't be private, can't worry about privacy without worrying about security. So I think that it's dual paths heading into the same goal.
All right, heads or tails, you're it.